Support for Newsworthy comes from Enlivion, providing affordable housing and supportive services to help build strong foundations for a better future for hardworking families, seniors, and the disabled in Charlotte. More information available at enlivion.com. And from Thrivent, a financial services company working with individuals and families to develop strategies for managing their money and planning for the future. More information at mark.hargrove@thrivent.com.
From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Monday, April 28, 2025. I'm Eric Thiel. Mecklenburg County Democrats on Saturday overwhelmingly elected former State House member Wesley Harris to be their new leader. Harris defeated incumbent Drew Cromer to become county party chair. Steve Harrison has this report.
Cromer was first elected in 2023, promising to get more Mecklenburg voters to the polls. He helped the party raise $2.8 million before the November election, the most the county party has ever brought in. But turnout last fall again lagged the state average. There was also finger-pointing after the election, with the county party's former executive director, Manifa Drayton, saying Cromer had created a Jim Crow-like work environment. He demoted her leading up to the election. Drayton is black, Cromer is white. With the party in turmoil, Harris decided to challenge Cromer. He had run for state treasurer and lost to Republican Brad Briner. He said he would bring the party together, and his number one priority, he said,
it is turnout, 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 and organizing these areas that we've seen it lagging in turnout. The bad news is we haven't been able to figure that out in a while, but the good news is we know where the problem is.
Harris won 76% of the vote from party leaders at Saturday's convention. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
Five of the six UNC Chapel Hill students whose visas were terminated by the Trump administration have now been restored, according to the Charlotte Observer. It's not known if the sixth student's visa will be restored. The reversals come after the U.S. Department of Justice announced Friday that it planned to restore the statuses of the students who were affected by the administration's actions. According to Inside Higher Ed, more than 1,800 international students have had their visas terminated by the Trump administration, 14 in South Carolina, 20 in North Carolina, including 6 at UNC Charlotte. The annual report on the performance of more than 15,000 Native American students in grades K through 12 in North Carolina will be presented to the State Board of Education this week. The report, compiled by the State Advisory Council on Indian Education, found that Native American students in the 2023-2024 school year were close to equal to Black and Hispanic students when it came to math and reading scores, but had a gap of more than 20% in their outcomes when compared to white students in those subjects. According to the council, Native American students' math proficiency scores increased by 3 percentage points to nearly 42%, but that was still below the state proficiency average of about 55%. The council called on school districts to more clearly identify achievement gaps, incorporate specific goals, objectives, and culturally responsive lessons and activities in annual school plans, and collaborate more with the council and legislative decision-making entities. Leaders broke ground last week for a new youth behavioral and mental health facility in one of the city's corridors of opportunity. Elvis Meneyese has more.
The KT Blessing Center is expected to open in the city's Albemarle and Central Avenue corridor. Its first phase will include 48 inpatient beds and an urgent care unit for children, typically aged 5 to 18. The center is expected to offer well-being support through a range of therapeutic programs, including animal therapy, art, and music. Tracy Hummel is the chief operating officer behind the project. She says the facility provides an opportunity to tackle problems within communities around the city center.
It's clearly not far from Uptown Charlotte. We all know that we've seen an increase of crime and homelessness. So by bringing this facility to the east side, we're going to improve the community. We're going to strengthen the community beyond just jobs, directing people away from emergency departments again and giving them a space where they can receive healing on their mental health issues.
Over $30 million has been raised for the facility that's expected to cost about $62 million. Elvis Meneyese, WFAE News.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein is asking President Donald Trump to reverse FEMA's decision to cut how much the agency will pay for Helene debris removal, NC Newsroom's Adam Wagner reports.
FEMA previously denied Stein's request to extend a full reimbursement for 6 months. Instead, the agency will only pay for 90% of debris removal. That could cost North Carolina up to $200 million. In a Friday letter, Stein writes that after last September's storm, the United States Army Corps of Engineers took 3 months to ramp up debris removal. Nearly 10 million cubic yards of debris has been removed so far, but the governor says the effort should be further along. If Trump can't extend the full reimbursement for 6 months, Stein wants at least 3 more months. Stein tells Trump that would send a message that the federal government has not forgotten Western North Carolina.
Governor Stein has extended the state of emergency because of wildfires in North Carolina for another 30 days. The extension applies to 34 counties, including all in the mountains and all in the Charlotte region. Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler says the NC Forest Service has responded to more than 2,300 wildfire incidents since last month. Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. Julian Berger has more on what the anniversary of the event that ended the Vietnam War means for the Vietnamese community in Charlotte.
The fall of Saigon in 1975 marked the reunification of North and South Vietnam under communist rule. The capture of Saigon, the capital of South Vietnam, created a refugee crisis. Over 1 million people left Vietnam over the next 20 years. For some, the day is seen as a symbol of reunification. For those who left, it's a painful reminder of displacement. Soon H was born in Vietnam, moved to a Cambodian refugee camp, and came to North Carolina at 6 years old.
I don't think that sometimes the war has really left a lot of us. For many folks, I think it brings back their journey of leaving their homeland, whether it was through by boat or foot.
Soon now works at Southeast Asian Communities Village in Charlotte, which will host an event Thursday to commemorate the 50th anniversary with food and conversation. The Vietnamese Association of Charlotte will also host an event on Sunday afternoon with a flag ceremony and stories from community members. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
Is that the move for the fish fry? Hold on.
People came in large numbers over the weekend to attend the Great West Side Fish Fry Saturday on West Trade Street. The music was popping as vendors fried fish in large baskets and customers browsed vendors, picked up information from community groups and city agencies, and showed off their skills at double dutch and hula hoop. The event took place just down the street from Johnson C. Smith University in a predominantly African-American neighborhood, seeing a lot of change and development. Yehuda and others in attendance say that change is why events like the fish fry are important to the community.
It means a lot. With what I've seen in the past of how they're trying to, you know, push us on to the outskirts of everything. So just to see our people and everyone coming out and enjoying one another, it's fabulous. I love it.
Organizers say the West Side Fish Fry is an opportunity to showcase people's talents and bring together the various cultures in and around the West End. Fish Fry chefs included James Beard nominees and came from as far away as the Caribbean and Ghana and as close as South Carolina and Charlotte. And for Monday, April 28th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Teal.